This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the honor and glory, which is due your name. Now, oh, gracious Father, we invite your presence among us, God, asking that you will have thine own way. As we continue to decrease, oh, God, increase within us. Fill us up, God, with more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. And, God, we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, which is due your precious name. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to 1 Samuel, 16th chapter and the first verse. That's 1 Samuel, 16th chapter and the first verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it said, "The Lord said to Samuel, 'How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king.' May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And if you need a topic on this morning, the assignment is waiting. The assignment is waiting. 1 Samuel 16 and 1 marks the beginning of God's plan to anoint David as the next king of Israel after rejecting Saul. Everyone knows about the scripture. And the verse also instructs the prophet Samuel to cease his long mourning for Saul and instead to travel to Bethlehem to find a new king among Jesse's sons, revealing God's continued provision and sovereignty despite the human failures. So we're going to look at the key aspects of 1 Samuel 16 and 1. We're going to look at the action of God. God directly commands Samuel to go to Jesse's house in Bethlehem. You see, Samuel was mourning for Saul. He didn't want to leave because he was so attached to Saul. But he had to realize he still had to obey God despite of what had happened. Because if he did not obey God, he was going to miss what God had for him. So God had to show his action because he directly commanded Samuel, to go to Jesse's house in Bethlehem. And we're going to look at the reason for the journey. God has also provided for him everything he needed before he got there. And he had told him, he said, "There is a king among his sons," indicating a sovereign choice. He had a choice, independent of appearances or human expectations. God had already chosen the next king among those sons. He just needed, my God, Samuel to obey him. So the context of it all is the instruction comes as a rebuke to Samuel for his prolonged grief over Saul's rejection. You see, God had to rebuke him. "Why are you up here mourning?" Because Why are you hoping for something that I have already said that I have rejected him as king over Israel? So why are you standing up here? Why are you mourning behind someone that I have already rejected? So he rebuked him. And this was a signaling that God's plan for Israel's leadership would continue despite of what had just taken place. The plan still was going to take place no matter how someone chose to be disobedient. So in all essence, no matter if you choose to obey God when God tells you something or you don't, you choose to or you don't choose to, his plan is still going on. He can either use you or don't use you. It is your choice. So the foreshadowing is this verse sets the stage for the later events in the chapter where David, the youngest, was overlooked. He was the youngest son in which he was overlooked. But nobody did know he would be chosen, highlighted by God because he was chosen because of his humbleness. My God, God's nature, the passage demonstrates that God does not give up or fail when one leader fails. Come on here, somebody. He keeps moving forward, choosing those, look here now, who will fulfill his purpose, and he sees beyond outward appearance. God looked beyond your faults. He looked beyond your past. He sees your heart. If he can use you as the vessel, he's going to use you. It's up to him. Hallelujah. But because King Saul had destroyed God's command, God told the prophet Samuel to anoint a new king. God rejected Saul, and the door was closed. Ah, come on here, somebody. This came as a deep disappointment to Samuel because Samuel was close to Saul. But suppose that Samuel had made the mistake of continuing to mourn, clinging to his past involvement with Saul, feeding the disappointment, feeding the grief. Come on here, somebody. Might have God have chosen somebody else to go to Jesse's house and Samuel just faded off into the sunset, defeated and discouraged. Mm-hmm. You see, sometimes God puts an end to things we don't understand. Somebody better hear the Holy Spirit on today. And we have to accept the fact that God has closed the door. Mm-hmm. Don't put a question mark where God placed the period. Don't put a question mark where God has placed a period. Don't keep mourning over something you can't change. You're always thinking about it. You always wondered why it didn't work out, why the door closed, why you lost a relationship. Don't harbor on that. Last week we discussed disconnections, saying that the open doors requires the right relationships. I hear you, Lord. Disconnections and new connections. I see divine disconnections by the hand of God, followed by divine appointments and strategic meetings. In Jesus' name. The Lord is now weeding out the wrong people, and he is connecting you to the right people. You see, not everyone appears to be as they seem. Help me, Holy Ghost. God knows the hearts and the motives. Yes, he does. He knows the future and what is best. My God. As some are escorted to the exit door in this season, new, blessed, and ordained divine connections are coming. Who said the Lord? This begins now, said the Lord. Thy will be done, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the word. Thank you for blessing and helping your people. Jesus' name. Let me tell you something, people of God. You are clearly and significantly different. Yes, you are. You're not like everyone else. You're not like them, which is the most powerful thing about you. You are unique. You are set apart. You don't do what they do. So you don't live like they live. You speak. You flow in the spirit. And you live like someone who is covered and blessed by God. Remember, we are in this world, but we're not of the world. We are called to greatness and great favor. Living for God and blessed by God daily. Yes, that's you. That's you. And that's so powerful. That is so powerful. My God. You see, your faith and your favor will increase in this season. Your blessing and wisdom will increase. Mark this down and get ready to testify. Glory to God. I can't tell you why, but I can tell you that if you fill your horn with oil and be on your way, there's a David waiting for you. There's an assignment that God can trust to place in your hand. There are souls that God is waiting for you to minister to. There are open doors that God is awaiting for you to walk through without any hesitation, without any fear. Oh, my God, I feel the presence of the Lord so strong on this morning. Oh, thank you, Father. You're going to come into a new season of joy, a new season of fulfillment, a new season of restoration, a new season of abundance like you've never seen before. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let us pray. Father, thank you for new seasons, new dreams, new relationships, new beginnings. Lord, we thank you that after a season of disappointment and mourning over a Saul, that you have already have a David lined up. I look forward, Father, we look forward to joy and fulfillment like we've never seen before. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's never come short of his word. He will do exactly what he said he would do. Will you trust him? My God. Will you trust him on today? I have one announcement. Mark your calendars and save the date. Saturday, October the 11th at 9:30 a.m. at Providence Family Ministry.